Good morning. Hope everybody is doing well this morning. As way of introduction, this message was not surprising to me when God laid it on my heart to go in this direction. This is a subject that has been on my mind and on my heart for a long time. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but I've started a podcast about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, and it's been basically centered around faith. And when I started getting this message together, this message went down that same path. And the title is When Faith Does Not Feel Easy. And you know, we have to go through things in life. Liz hit the nail on the head when she said it. Life's unexpected sometimes. There's things that come up. There's things that we don't expect to come up. And you know, we have to have faith when those feelings fail. Faith can feel natural in some seasons and, of course, difficult in others. You know, there's days that faith is just feels like it's just so easy. You wake up with that peace in your heart and you open your Bible and the Word speaks directly to you. You pray and you feel like heaven is close. You worship and every song feels personal. Speaking of that, it amazes me how God lines everything up. Liz sent me the song list, and I couldn't have picked any better songs myself. You know, you can look at your life and you can see clearly the hand of God. And you know, on those days, faith feels really easy. But then, there's those other days. When you open your Bible and you struggle to concentrate, you pray, but the words just don't seem to make it past the ceiling. You come to church, but you just don't feel like being here. You just don't feel like being around anybody. And maybe you just don't feel what it seems like everybody else is feeling. You sing the songs, but your heart just feels heavy. You know what you believe, but you just don't feel strong. You know, there's seasons that we go through when God is silent. Moments when you pray that just seems to be unanswered. There's times when you have obeyed God, you've trusted God, you've served God, and you've tried to do what's right, yet the circumstances just don't improve. You know, you still may be hurting, you still may be waiting, you still may be grieving, you may be confused. You're still trying to fight the battle that you've been fighting for months or even years. And you know, in those moments, faith just don't feel easy. You know, sometimes we don't feel like praying. We don't feel like worshiping. We don't feel like coming to church. Sometimes we don't feel like reading our Bible. You know, sometimes we just don't feel like forgiving that person. Sometimes, even though we know what we believe, we just don't see God working. And you know what? If we're honest, sometimes we just don't feel like continuing. So the main scripture this morning is going to come out of Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. I'm going to go ahead and read that, and then we'll touch base with it a little bit later in the sermon. But the Bible says, starting in verse 17, though the fig tree does not bud, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though the flocks disappear from the pen, and there's no herd in the stalls, yet I will celebrate in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights. For the choir director on stringed instruments. You see, faith matters most when emotions and circumstances resist it. Yet those are often the moments when we know that faith, we have to have that faith. It matters the most in those times. Faith is not merely what we do when our emotions agree. Faith is not simply trusting God when everything makes sense. Faith is not only praising God when the answer has already arrived. You see, real faith continues to trust God when our feelings are weak, when our circumstances are difficult, and the way forward is unclear. Walking by faith is a daily commitment, not an occasional feeling. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You notice the scripture, it don't say that we occasionally visit faith. It says we walk by faith. A walk involves daily movement. A walk includes ordinary steps. A walk continues through changing weather, through changing terrain, and through changing emotions. You see, there'll be sunny days in your walk with God, and then there'll be storms. There'll be mountain experiences when you feel close to God, and there'll also be those valleys when you wonder where God is. But faith keeps walking. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep walking. Faith takes another step. I may not understand, but I will trust. Faith said, I may not feel strong, but I'll keep going. Faith said, I may not see the answer, but God is still faithful. So today I want to talk to you about keeping faith even when we don't feel like it. Because we all know that there's a lot of times that we don't feel like it. So my first point, faith is not the same as a feeling. See, difficult emotions do not prove an absence of faith. One of the greatest mistakes that we can make is believing that faith and feelings are the same thing. And they're not. Feelings are real and feelings matter. We know God created us with emotions. The Bible never teaches us to pretend that we don't hurt. Scripture does not tell us to deny our grief, to ignore our fear, or to hide our disappointments. Throughout the Bible, faithful people experience deep emotions. You know, David felt discouraged. Elijah felt exhausted. Jeremiah felt brokenhearted. Job felt confused. Peter felt afraid. Paul felt overwhelmed. And you know what? Even Jesus wept. So having difficult feelings does not mean that you have no faith. Feeling afraid does not mean that you've abandoned God. Feeling discouraged does not mean that you're a spiritual failure. Feeling tired does not mean that you've lost your salvation. And feeling confused does not mean that God has rejected you. You know, your emotions, they may describe what you're experiencing, but they do not determine who God is. Feelings change, but God never changes. Feelings rise and fall, but God remains faithful. Feelings are affected by our circumstances, our physical health, our exhaustion, our disappointments, and the pressures all around us. But God remains unchanged when those feelings rise and fall. Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know this. We know He's a never-changing God. He's always there. He's always there for you, even when you don't feel Him. You know, our feelings, they may change from hour to hour, but Jesus remains the same. God is no more faithful on days when you feel Him, and God is no less faithful on days when you don't. So we see that the presence of God is not measured by intensity of our emotions. There'll be moments when you feel God deeply. And be thankful for those moments. But there'll also be moments when you must trust what God has said. Even though you just don't feel like, it. Faith says my emotions are speaking, but God's word has the final word. God's word answers the shifting message of the heart. Your feelings may say that you're all alone, but God's word said, I will never leave you or abandon you. Your feelings may say that nothing good can come from this, but God's word says, all things work together for the good for those who love God. Your feelings may say that you just cannot make it, but God's word says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Did you catch that? My power is perfected in weakness. You know, your feelings may say that God has forgotten you, but God's word said, can a woman forget her nursing child or lack compassion for the child of her womb? Even if these forget, yet I will not forget you. Your feelings may say that there's no hope, but God's word says, why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. You see, feelings may speak, but they may not lead. Faith does not mean your feelings are silent. Faith means your feelings are not changing. They're not in charge. So now let's look at faith must sometimes speak to the soul. The psalmist honestly acknowledges the condition of his soul in Psalm 42. It gives us a powerful picture of a believer struggling with discouragement. Psalm 42:5 says, why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. You see, the psalmist, he's talking to himself. Sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves, God's still here. The psalmist, he's preaching to his own heart. He's not pretending that everything is fine. He admits his soul is cast down. He acknowledges that there's turmoil within him. But you see, he don't allow that turmoil to be the final word. He says to himself that there's hope in God. We have to say the same thing. We have to tell ourselves that there's hope in God. Because we can't have hope in this world. Not in the things of this world. You have to set your eyes on things from above. We have to have our hope in God. You see, believers, they have to speak God's truth back to themselves. Sometimes you just have to speak truth to your own soul. Sometimes you have to remind yourself of what you already know. You may not always have someone standing beside you to encourage you. You may not always receive the phone call that you hoped for. You may not always have someone who understands your battle. But you can speak the word of God over your own life. You can say, God has brought me through before. God has not changed. God still loves me. God is still with me. God is still working. You may have to tell yourself that this season just will not last forever. You may have to say that my pain is real, but so is God's promise. My heart may be troubled, but my hope is still in the Lord. There's times when your soul will preach fear to you. It'll remind you of everything that's went wrong. It'll replay your disappointments. Bring up old wounds. It'll tell you that your best days are behind you. And that's when we have to preach back to ourselves. We have to say that, why are you cast down, my soul? Hope in God. You see, faith, it actively remembers, declares, and redirects attention to God. We know that faith is not passive. It don't simply just sit quietly while fear is in control. We know that faith speaks. We know that faith remembers. We know that faith declares. And we know that faith turns our attention back to God. You see, the psalmist said, I shall praise him again. I shall praise him again. In other words, it's not over. You know, we may not be praising the way that we want to praise right now. But I will praise again. I may be weeping today, but joy will come. I may feel discouraged, but discouragement will not have the final word. I shall again praise him. You know, discouragement, it will not have the final word. And somebody may need to hear that today. I need to hear that today. We'll praise him again. If you're in that valley, you're going to come through that valley. You'll not always feel the way you're feeling right now. There'll be another song. There'll be another testimony. There'll be another reason to lift your hands. There'll be another moment when you look back and say, the Lord was with me the whole time. How many can look back and say that the Lord has been with you through trials after trials? He's right there with us. Honest faith is still faith. A desperate father brings imperfect faith to Jesus. In Mark 9, a father brings his son to Jesus, and the boy has been suffering terribly, and the father is desperate for help. The man says to Jesus, in Mark 9, 22 through 24, and many times he has thrown him into the fire or water to destroy him, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can, everything is possible for the one who believes. Immediately the father of the boy cried out, I do believe. Help my unbelief. You see, honesty before Christ is better than a religious performance. You know, that's one of the most honest prayers in the Bible. I do believe, but help my unbelief. He didn't pretend to have perfect faith. He didn't try to impress Jesus. He didn't use religious language to cover his struggles. He simply told the truth. Lord, I believe, but there's also a part of me that is struggling. And you know, that prayer describes a lot of us today. You know, I believe, but help my unbelief. Maybe we're saying that, Lord, I believe you're good, but I don't understand why you're allowing. Lord, I believe that you hear prayers, but I'm tired of waiting. Lord, I believe that you are with me, but I feel alone. Lord, I believe your word, but my heart is struggling. Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. And you know what? Jesus did not reject that man for being honest. Jesus responded to him. You see, Jesus receives the struggles, the struggling faith that we bring. You can bring your struggling faith to Jesus. You don't have to wait until your faith is perfect. You don't have to clean up every doubt that's coming from God. You don't have to pretend that you're stronger than you are. Bring the faith you have. Even if all you can say is, Jesus, help me. A weak faith placed in a strong Savior is still powerful. The power is not in your ability to feel confident. The power is in the one you are trusting. You see, weak faith placed in a strong Savior is secure. Imagine a person crossing a bridge. They may feel nervous and their hands may be shaking. Their heart may be racing. But if the bridge is strong, it will hold them. You see, their safety, it does not depend on how confident they are about the bridge. Their safety depends on the strength of the bridge. And see, in that same way, your salvation and your hope does not rest on your emotional strength. They rest on Jesus Christ. Your hands may be trembling, but Jesus is still strong. Your heart may be struggling, but Jesus is still faithful. Your faith may feel weak, but Jesus is still able. So now let's look at Let's remember what God has already done. You see, Scripture repeatedly calls God's people to remember. One of the most effective ways to keep faith during a difficult season is to remember the faithfulness of God in the past. You see, throughout Scripture, God repeatedly told His people to remember. Remember how He delivered you. Remember how He provided. Remember how He made a way. Remember how He answered prayers. Remember how He carried you through a season you thought would destroy you. You see, David faced Goliath because he remembered the lion and the bear. Before David ever stood before the giant, he said in 1 Samuel 17:37, "The Lord, who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." You see, past faithfulness gives courage to present battles. David's confidence for the present battle was connected to his memory of God's past faithfulness. David was saying that the same God who helped me then will help me now. That does not mean that every battle is going to look the same. It doesn't mean that every prayer will be answered the exact same way or the exact way we expect it to. But it does mean that God's character is not changing. When you're struggling to believe God for what is ahead, look back as to what He's already brought you through. There were times that you thought you would never recover, but you did. There were nights you thought the darkness would never end, but morning came. There were burdens that you thought you could not carry, but God gave you strength. There were doors that you thought would never open, but God made a way. There were moments when you didn't know what to do, but somehow God guided you. You know, you may not have everything you want, but you have evidence that God has been faithful. You're still here. You're still standing. You're still breathing. You're still praying. You're still seeking God. The enemy wanted to destroy your faith, but you still have a seed of hope in your heart. Don't forget what God has already done. Remembering that answered prayers and deliverance strengthens faith. Sometimes we may be so focused on the prayer that's not been answered that we forget about the prayers that has already been answered. We focus on the door that's closed and forget about the doors that He's opened. We focus on what we've lost and forget what He's preserved. We focus on the present pain and forget about our past deliverances. This is why remembering matters. Remembering strengthens faith. Remembering gives courage. Remembering reminds us that the God of yesterday is still the God of today. So now we have to keep doing the next faithful thing. You know, God gives grace and light for today's step. When you don't feel strong, you don't need to understand the entire future. You simply need to do the next faithful thing. Sometimes we become overwhelmed because we're trying to carry tomorrow or next week or next month or next year all at once. But Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, therefore don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, God, He gives us grace for today. He gives us enough light for the next step. Bible says in Psalm 119:105 that your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Faith asks what obedience looks like right now. You know, you think about this, a lamp, it don't always illuminate the entire journey. It gives you enough light for the next step. When faith feels difficult, ask yourself, what is the next faithful thing I can do? Maybe the next thing you can do is just simply get out of bed. Maybe pray one honest sentence. Open your Bible and read one psalm. Come to church even though you don't feel like it. Call somebody and ask for prayer. Forgive someone even though the pain is still there. Show kindness when you feel empty. Remain obedient when compromise would be easier. Keep serving even when no one notices. Rest because you're exhausted. And then seek help because the burden has become too heavy to carry alone. You know, you don't have to solve everything today. You don't have to feel victorious in every moment. You simply need to take that next step of faith. You see, ordinary obedience matters to God. There's something powerful about ordinary obedience. Think about this. Noah kept building. Abraham kept walking. Moses kept leading. Joshua kept marching. Ruth kept serving. David kept worshiping. Daniel kept praying, and Paul kept preaching. You know, they didn't always know how the story would end, but they kept doing what God had placed before them. You know, faithfulness is often less dramatic than we imagine. Sometimes faithfulness just looks like just showing up again, praying again, just trying again, forgiving again, or believing again, taking one more step. You know, there may not be music playing in the background. There may not be applause. You may not feel an emotional rush, but every act of obedience matters to God. Galatians 6:9 says that, let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Rest when it's necessary, but don't abandon faithfulness. You know, don't give up just simply because you're tired. Rest if you need to rest. Ask for help if you need help. Slow down if you need to slow down. But don't walk away from God. He's never walked away from you. You know, we can't confuse God's silence with God's absence. You know, waiting, it can make God seem distant. One of the hardest parts of keeping faith is enduring seasons when God seems silent. You pray, but there's no immediate answer. You seek direction, but the way remains unclear. You ask for healing, but the pain continues. You ask for restoration, but the relationship remains broken. You ask for provision, but that need is still there. And you know, in those seasons, the enemy will whisper, God's not listening. But silence does not mean absence. When Jesus, his friend Lazarus, became sick, Mary and Martha sent word to him. They expected Jesus to come quickly, but he waited. And as we all know, by the time he arrived, Lazarus had died. And Martha said in John 11:21, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You see, the story of Lazarus shows that delay is not abandonment. There's pains in those words. Lord, where were you? Why did you not come sooner? Why did you allow this? And you know, so many of us have prayed a version of that prayer. We stood at a place of loss or confusion or unanswered prayers and wondered why God didn't intervene the way we expected. But notice what Jesus said to Martha. John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. You know, Jesus, he had not been absent. He'd been working on something greater. Something greater than Martha could see. He was about to do something that would strengthen the faith of everyone that witnessed it. He called a dead man out of the tomb. What looked like delay was not delay. What seemed like absence was actually preparation. What felt like silence was the quiet before a miracle. You see, God is at work even when we can't see it. When God is silent, he's not inactive. When he delays, he's not disinterested. When God does not give an answer the way we expect, he's not confused. God is always working, even when we can't see it. Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. You see, this is the Lord's declaration. There's things happening in the spiritual realm that we cannot perceive. There's preparation being made that we're not aware of yet. There are answers forming that have not yet arrived. You see, you may be in a season of silence. You may be wondering whether God hears you. You may be questioning whether your prayers are making any difference, but I can assure you they are. I can promise you your prayers are not bouncing off the ceiling. Your prayers are reaching the throne of God. Your faithfulness in the waiting season is not wasted. Your endurance is not meaningless. You see, silence is an invitation to deeper trust. Sometimes God allows silence so that we will learn to trust him beyond our feelings. He wants us to know him, not just know about him. He wants us to walk with him, not just follow a formula. Silence can become one of the deepest classrooms of faith. In the silence, you learn that God is enough, even when the blessings have not arrived. You see, in the silence, you learn that His presence is real, even when you cannot feel it. In the silence, you learn that His word is true, even when your experience seems to contradict it. The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of distress. He cares for those who take refuge in Him. He's good, He's strong. He cares, even in the silence. So now let's look at faith as a decision, not just a feeling. We read Habakkuk when we first started the message, and I'm going to circle back around to that now. You know, he chose faith in the middle of a devastating loss. We begin our reading from Habakkuk 3, and now we're going to look back at some of those verses. But you see, he was facing a devastating situation. The Babylonians were coming. The land would be invaded. The crops would fail. The livestock would die. Everything they had worked for would be taken away. Habakkuk 3:17 says that though the fig tree does not bud and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though the flocks disappear from the pen and there are no herds in the stalls. You see, this is a picture of total loss. There's no food. There's no income. There's no provision. There's no evidence that God is providing. But listen to what Habakkuk says in verse 18. Yet I will celebrate in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. You see, faith decides to rejoice before the evidence arrives. Notice the structure of that sentence. Though, yet I will. Though the fig tree does not blossom, yet I will rejoice. Though there's no fruit, yet I will exalt. Though the fields yield no food, yet I will trust. Though everything looks hopeless, yet I will worship. You see, that's not denial. That's not pretending. That's faith. Habakkuk is saying that even if everything I can see tells me that things are falling apart, I will still choose to trust the God I cannot see. You see, faith is a decision. It's a choice. It's not dependent on favorable circumstances. It's not determined by how much evidence we can gather. It's not controlled by our emotions. Faith says, I will trust God, even here, even now, even in this. Habakkuk's faith rested on God's character, not his circumstances. Habakkuk didn't say that I will rejoice because everything's going well. He said, I will rejoice in the Lord. His celebration was not in his circumstances. His celebration was in God. You know, this is a critical distinction. If our faith depends on our circumstances, it will rise and fall with every change in our situation. But if faith is rooted in the character of God, it will endure through every storm. God is still good when the fig tree didn't blossom. He's still faithful when the vines are empty. He's still strong when the fields yield nothing. He's still sovereign when the herds are gone. You see, Habakkuk's final declaration reveals the foundation of enduring faith. In verse 19, the Lord, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights. For the choir director, on stringed instruments. You see, Habakkuk's end ends with this declaration. God gives strength. He gives secure footing. He enables us to keep going, even on the high and difficult in the high and difficult places. When you cannot see the path, God gives you feet like a deer, stable, sure, able to navigate the rocky terrain. When you feel weak, He becomes your strength. When you feel like you cannot take another step, God lifts you up. That's the kind of faith that endures. Not a faith that depends on feelings. Not a faith that requires perfect circumstances. Not a faith that only works when everything makes sense. A faith that says, yet I will. So as I get ready to close, where are you in your faith journey today? You know, some of you may have came in here with a strong faith. Your heart's full. You've seen God move recently. You feel confident. Praise God for that season. Enjoy it. Let it fuel you for the road ahead. But some of you may have come in here this morning struggling. You come in here today carrying a heavy burden. You're tired, you're discouraged. You've been waiting a long time. You've been praying a long time. You've been fighting a long time. And you're wondering whether you can keep going. I want to speak to you directly. You're not a failure for struggling. You're not a failure because your faith feels weak. You're not a spiritual disappointment because you're tired. You're not disqualified because you have questions. You're not less loved by God because you're hurting. You're human. And God meets humans in their weakness. Isaiah 40:29 says that He gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. You see, He does not require you to be strong. He asks you to come to Him with whatever you have. Your doubts, your tears, your questions, your weakness, and let Him meet you there. So take that next step of faith today. If you're in a season of strength, use it to encourage someone that's struggling. Be the voice that says, keep going. God is with you. But if you're in a season of struggle, take one more step. Just one. You don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to feel ready. You don't have to see the whole road. Just the next step. That one more prayer, reading one psalm. Come to church one more Sunday. Trust God one more day. Believe one more promise. Choose faith one more time. God will meet you in your step of faith. Worship team can come on up. James 4:8 tells us to draw near to God and He'll draw near to us. He's not far away. He's not indifferent. He's waiting for you. He wants you to come. Come with your doubts. Come with your fears. Come with your weariness. Come with your questions. Come with your imperfect faith. Just come. Because the God who has been faithful before will be faithful again. The God who carried you through yesterday will carry you through today. The God who has never failed will not start now. So let's go to the Lord in prayer.